Someone like Slug, when he comes out, you don't have an automatic market. You have to work your ass off. You have to grind to get people to listen to your music. When you're Christian, all you gotta do is go to your church.
Look, you're not trying to go so far, though, right?
But look, I'm gonna stay in that little Let me say this. I'm on the inside looking out. A lot of people say that I'm too church. I'm too church for the streets, and a lot of people from the streets say I'm too church, too churchy.
Right.
So it's kind of like. Not really. I got people that fall through the. I got the people who fall through the cracks because I'm not necessarily like I remember submitting some of my music to like some Christian websites and some Christian DJs and like you don't say God enough.
Okay.
And I'm like,
but then you keep finding,
But that would be the same way as any independent artist. It's the same thing. You got to start from scratch. All Christian artists got to start from scratch.
No, I don't think so.
But you still have a market though.
They may have a market,
but how far will it go?
It goes.
Where's the music play? But I feel you. But where is the music play? Where are the videos?
Think about it, man. You're going into hip hop. And then you're by far segregating yourself into Christianity only. Right. That shit, it's not gonna pop. It's not gonna blow. You're not gonna make it.
And that goes back to what I was saying because a lot of artists don't want to get that tag because that tag you're only categorized in one area. And some of those artists want to go. They want to break past the church, and that's why it goes back to that first part: pastoral style and evangelistic style.
He ain't trying to break because all he talks about is, you know, word of God. Don't waste your life. Come save your life.
I was talking about doing great.
The thing about it is, let's be real about this. Even people that are hip-hop heads that will call themselves Christian, not like yourself because you were actually deep in it, right? You have those other people that were like, you know, I'm Christian. I go to church whenever I kind of feel like, you know, when I'm not hungover, I go to church, get the word out real fast. Those people, even those dudes are not throwing on Christian rap in the car. They're throwing Biggie on. Because a lot of them just don't want to hear it. But again, if you had somebody that was undeniable, if you had somebody that had undeniable talent that just happened to be Christian, they would make it. But odds are, 9 times out of 10, it just doesn't happen.
And the great ones aren't going to go that route because it's too small. They're not going to achieve their goal. You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing wrong with Christian hip hop.
Well, what is the goal? Because if the goal is to make money, I don't want to hear you anyway. Mm-hmm. But if your goal is to preach the word, but you're just a dope-ass MC, I'll check you out.
Yeah, we'll check you. But I'm saying, could that guy make it big, though?
Which guy?
The talented guy that's preaching to you.
Yeah, he could.
Braille was featured.
Wait. Go ahead.
I'll say two things. Braille was featured on NBA Live 2009 with the IV. Lecrae was actually mentioned in, what was it, like top 10 artists that Jay-Z should sign for he was mentioned.
I read that article. It was on allhiphop.com.
Were they serious though?
Yeah, they were serious.
He needs to be on our
They were serious. They were serious about
needs
that.
To
yeah.
be on
they had him on there.
Def- no, come
yeah,
on.
Him on there. They had Elsa on there.
Yo, I would Ken though. Yo, even if the dude was hot and he was a Christian, he's not gonna make it.
It depends. If he's preaching throughout the entire record, no.
But if he's throwing
some lines here and there, or if he's throwing some songs here and there, he could make.
But you have, all right. You're talking about like mainstream commercial America. Yes. Mainstream commercial America is not going to want to listen to that. Mainstream commercial.
What?
Listen to Christian
like
music.
I said, if he's not preaching through every song, he'll be.
But
fine.
The message is still religion and Christianity. Mainstream America is not going to listen to that. Listen to what mainstream America is listening to right now. Niggas is listening to smoke. Drink, do all this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like cool, niggas is nobody is gonna be checking for Christianity. Exactly, but yeah, exactly. He already know. He put it in me to say. He put it in me. Yes, he did.
But he is absolutely right.
I know. I'm always right.
When he said that, as long as he is not preaching, he probably will make it. But. The problem
voice of God right here. The voice of God is right here.
Will be the label. Right now. He will be labeled as a Christian rapper and
so
automatically.
That's why he never broke.
So what about Jay Electronica though? Because Jay Electronica. Whoa. What about Jay Electronica? Tupac? And what about Nas? What about some of the Wu-Tang affiliates that straight talk about the Islamic faith? So most of, well, kind of, he's a 5% but, and excuse me if you're not a 5% anymore, most of, but the thing about it is, what about the 5%ers or the Islamic, I guess, branch of hip-hop artists that talk about their belief? Because that's, because it's not fair, because it's not fair to say, well, Christian artists, they're too preachy, but poor righteous teachers, they spoke about the Islamic faith. So it's kind of like, wait a minute, that's a double, once again,
they're
double standard.
They are not labeled as Christian rappers.
No, they're not Christian. That's why they're not labeled as Christian rappers. But to a degree, he's right. Hold on. Listen, when you listen to someone like Jay Electronica, right, when I first heard his mixtape, I was like, this dude is unfucking believable. Then he got to a song, and I can't remember the name of the song, but he had this rant at the end of the song where he was going on about, if you ain't with God, then you on the wrong motherfucking side. Pick up a leaf, nigga. Pick up. I was like, what?
Either roll out or die,
but,
nigga.
Yeah.
Roll out or die.
For real, but get up. But check me. Right. The thing about it is, when he does that, yeah, he's a Christian rapper. But at the same time, he's an MC first. That's the difference.
And that's why
if you're an MC first and you're a Christian artist second, I have no issue. But if you're a Christian artist first and then you're an MC second and you don't really have that much respect for the art, you're not going to make it because people are going to see right fucking through you.
Now, I respect what you said about the art because Christian artists or basically let's just say hip-hop artists, they use hip-hop as their filter. To their megaphone to get through their perspective. Matter of fact, I'm gonna go ahead and say this right now. I know I probably might lose a lot of fans or I might lose a lot of support with this, but the thing about it is, I'm really tired of people saying quote unquote secular music because the Star Spangled Banner, that's a secular song. Happy Birthday is a secular song. So when we say the word secular, like you said, a lot of Christian artists are wrong because they try to quote unquote have that pride issue and think, well, I'm better than secular artists. Well, it's not necessarily secular artists, it's just a secular perspective. And see, it's a big difference because just because they don't quote unquote go to church, that doesn't mean that you're better than them because God loves everybody. And see, that's, and I understand how y'all feel because a lot of Christian artists, they come down on a lot of people that aren't saved, and it makes people feel like I don't want to listen.
Period.
No, it's not Christian. Period.
Not all of them. Christian I don't want to generalize it. When I say that, it's not all of them, but.
You about to say for the most part. You already said.
But and at the same time, and I feel your point, but at the same time, I really feel like a lot of Christian artists are cheating. Because I think that y'all went from gospel, and then gospel wasn't hot enough to reach these other people because other people started liking hip hop, so let me grab hip hop. You know, when I was a metalhead, you know, we played a couple shows. And we played with some bands that, you know, look crazy. Big spikes everywhere. Was tearing it up. At the end, they're going to talk about preaching. What the fuck are y'all talking about? It's like they latch on to whatever's popular to keep spreading the word. And I think that's unfair because I feel like you're tricking people. You cannot, in my opinion, you cannot have a Christian death metal band. Get the fuck out of here. Just like you cannot have a grimy Christian rapper. You just can't. Be real. Be honest. Be straight up. I am a Christian. If you want to hear my word, listen to it. Don't trick people into hearing it. Be straight up. My thing is, it's 2011. There ain't that many people in the United States that ain't never heard of Jesus. All right, hold on. There ain't that many people in 2011 that ain't never heard of Jesus. You don't have to trick somebody into listening to your perspective about Jesus. Be honest. If they want to listen, they'll listen. You don't have to mask it in something else. Don't grab something just because it's popular to the kids and be like, you know what? The kids like this stuff, so we're going to trick them into thinking that we're like these guys. But in reality, we're really guys.
I feel you. If they want to listen, they'll listen. But let's be real. As soon as they find out, if they're open and honest and say, yo, this is Christian, whatever, and people just automatically like, man, I don't want to hear that
it's
shit.
It's fine. That's peep, life.
Peep this. One of the biggest. What if they truly want to rap, though?
They can rap. But don't rap and then trick people into thinking that you're not
Christian.
Is it
really tricky?
Yes, well, it's tricky.
Okay, but
don't forget, but people had a point.
Yeah, go ahead, Pete.
All right, look, think about one of the biggest religious records ever put out.
by Kanye. Jesus Walks. And look at how much flack he got and how big he is. Do you honestly believe somebody up and coming that was Christian rapper would actually make it? After one of the biggest, most legendary artists out, you have a legendary artist that made a God song.
Okay.
And got so much flack. It was great. I enjoy it. And I agree with you that if it's something like that, maybe it could work. But I can't never see him. Like if Kanye came out being a Christian rapper, he would have not been Kanye.
But Jesus Walks was
way far from being a Christian song.
It's not, but what I'm saying is
because he said the word
God in it, and it was a lot of.
The devil's trying to hold me down. Y'all need to stop. It was a Christian song. Just because a person that wasn't all the way to the Christian side made the song, people want to say, well, that wasn't really Christian.
No, fuck that. He was talking about God.
Because you know what? Because they don't want to take the hit.
Exactly.
I'll claim it. That's a problem. Christians don't want to look at themselves as human beings.
No,
they want to act like they're on another level.
Exactly. And to your point, what you were saying was, you know what I'm saying, people preach. Look at what Kanye's message is. Kanye has a very positive message on a lot of his songs. But on a lot of his songs, he calls himself the Louis Vuitton Don. He calls himself all of this stuff. Everything that you're talking about, preaching. Look who he dated. He dated Amber Rose. You see what I'm saying? So, what?
Jesus, bust him on that one.
That was classic. But just basically going back to your point, I don't think that a only Christian rapper will make it. It's damn near impossible.
Let me go back to this point because that Mike was saying. I honestly feel like me as an artist, like when I was saying earlier about with Super Bowl Sunday, I don't feel like I'm necessarily tricking people. I'm just being creative.
Sure.
I'm being creative. I have a because the thing about it is, I feel like this: if God is the great creator and we're creating His image, that means we're supposed to be creative. You know, so my thing is, I have a creative way of bringing the gospel.
My thing is, if you want to spread the word, spread the word, but don't trick people into listening to it.
Well, here goes a question. So, as a Christian supposed to spread the gospel. Well, the people in the church already have received the word. So the question is, so are y'all saying that Christian artists should just stay, have that pastoral style, and just stay within the church?
No, because now
it's like, we're bouncing back and forth because like there's the evangelistic style artist and then there's the pastoral style. So my thing is, the ones that are pastoral style, you're saying they have a market, but what happens if they want to spread outside the church? What happens if they want to increase?
They have a market too. I think Christian rappers, period, have a market. Their market is their church. Those people in the church will listen to them just based on the fact they're Christian. As long as they're not up in there talking about motherfucker this, motherfucker that, motherfucker God, they're not gonna have a problem. But if they're just talking about whatever, but they happen to be Christian, the kids will listen to it because most of the time the parents won't let them listen to
exactly. But you know what? You made a great point. A lot of parents and pastors won't let Christian rappers in the church.
But a lot of them will.
So they gotta fight.
But a lot of them will.
Yeah, you know what? Man, you don't see Chicken George doing a whole bunch of shows because of the fight. Fact.
Cause nobody care about Christian rappers.
No, they. Come on, man. People outside the church might not care until they hear them. I think his point is, if you're a dope MC, you use that first, and then you realize that not all Christian rap is bad and talking about Jesus all day. Some of these dudes actually talk about real shit. But back to my thing is, again, I don't want to be tricked. Don't use a metaphor for God to make me think you talking about the metaphor, and then you done tricked me at the end of the album.
Okay, so what if you go in? So what if you go in knowing that he's a Christian rapper?
Then that's fine. Then that's cool, because if you're already going, okay, my thing is this, Mike, right? If you come out and you are marketing yourself, I am a Christian rapper, I'm spreading the word. And then you have an album that uses a lot of metaphors for God. I already know what you're doing. I already got you figured out. And that's fine. That's cool. Because then at the end of the day, I can just look at the album and say, you know what? This dude is Christian, but he's dope because he's using metaphors
to make the word of God sound a little bit more appealing. Versus you coming out with your pants hanging off your ass, tattooed up with big shades, and you hood, right? Oh, I'm hood. But then you trick me into thinking you hood, but you really not hood. You really in the church.
But they do that, right?
There's a lot of artists that do that. But then again, at the same time,
those are the baptisms, right?
I don't know.
But you gotta think about this too.
You gotta think about this. The thing about this is, there's a lot of Christian artists that were from the streets. So their demographic is to reach the people that are from the streets. So like, if you were an atheist before, you got saved, then guess who your demographic is going to be? The people that you, the atheists. So there are some novice Christian rappers, but some of them are from the streets.
So it is no different than hip-hop.
It's no different.
There is no difference. Yeah, we have little bees.
Yeah, it's called Little C. That's in church. There's some bees on it.
That's his dance, dog. That's his signature dance, dog.
Oh, man.
I hope Christian artists are taking note to this.
Yeah.